start the chat, because this is Derek Medema's with us, who is a researcher at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. I admire a lot of the work that they do, and I see stats like this, and I see this latest study, and it kind of makes me scratch my head. It says cohabitation delays adulthood. And I, just on that merit alone would suggest to me that we don't take it seriously. But if we get married, we take it seriously. Derek, is that a fair, quick assessment?
Well, thanks for having me, by the way. What the Statistics Canada data tells us for the last 40 years is that cohabiting relationships aren't nearly as stable as marriage. First, relationships that are cohabiting relationships are almost twice as likely to break up as marriages. It may be that people don't take it seriously. There is, in the research, the concept that when you're in a cohabiting relationship, you may kind of slide from stage to stage. I won't say that that's the case for every cohabiting relationship, but it's more common than marriage. Like, if you're getting married and you, you have to make a public statement, you're not going to just slide into that. But it may be that for a cohabiting couple, we're going out, we're spending a lot of time together, we're paying two rents, it's cheaper to pay one, let's try moving in together.
So there's an economic advantage, not necessarily an emotional bond.
No, and it can be economic benefits that make you slide into living together. And it may be then a case where, one part of the couple sees moving in together as a bigger deal than the other, and they end up on different pages, and that can lead to its own issues. But I think the biggest inspiration for this particular topic for us is that it's so common to think that, we can test out our relationship if we live together before we're married, and it'll actually make our relationship stronger. Well, again, 40 years of research says that it's just the opposite. If you live together before you're married, that relationship is more likely to end in divorce than if you didn't. And if you live together, you're more likely to be separated than if you're married. It's not to say get married necessarily, but it is to say have your eyes wide open in terms of what decisions you're making. And if you want a lifelong relationship, then maybe you should think twice about living together.
So cohabitation does not necessarily lead to marriage.
Well, it's up to individuals in those relationships whether they want to get married or not. I don't have the stats on what percentage of people living together get married, but the reality is that if you think taking a test drive of living together is going to make it easier to live together after you're married and make you have a more stable relationship, it's just the opposite.
But the stats also show us, do they not, that fewer Canadians are actually getting married today?
Well, yeah, fewer Canadians are getting married. It's still a strong number. Marriage isn't disappearing. Certainly, more people are choosing to live together than before. I think, in the early 70s in Canada, outside of Quebec, 85% of women when they were in their first relationship they were married. Only 15% living common law. And by the early 90s, it was 50-50.
Wow.
But that's for first relationships. So that doesn't speak to all the relationships, all the marriages in Canada. It speaks to first relationships.
So Derek, can we take that to say that if young people are considering cohabitating or living together or shacking up or whatever the phrase happens to be, if they knew the science, if they knew the studies, they may think twice?
Yes. Oh, I believe so. I really believe so, because there's a social researcher from out west who has done a series of books on teens. His latest one in 2008 showed that around 90% of males and females in their teens, they aspire to be married. They aspire to be in a relationship with one person for the rest of their lives. If you're aspiring to do that and you're thinking about living together, don't do it. Really, really invest in the relationship, but don't move in together, because that will only weaken your relationship. It won't strengthen it.
Is that not counterintuitive to what society tells us, though?
Oh, it's absolutely counterintuitive, and I think that's why I'm thankful to be on the radio, because this is, again, it's 40 years. It's Statistics Canada looking back over the last 40 years in terms of cohabitation and marriage, and they're finding consistently that if you cohabit, you're more likely to break up. So if someone aspires to have a lifelong relationship, living together is only going to make that more difficult. And so what we're saying is, get the information. information out there, think twice if you're doing that. And if we get the information out there in such a way that we can counter the common thought that's in society, then perhaps we can save people the trouble of going through, you know, a number of cohabiting relationships and breaking up and starting over again in the attempt to have that lifelong relationship.
The cynic out there would suggest that this would be your position because of who you work for.
Well, no. I started out in writing this particular paper wanting to say, and this is the bigger picture of the paper, wanting to say everybody cries foul when we look back to the 70s. Kids today are taking a lot longer to grow up than they did in the 70s. But if we cast our eyes back farther, pre-World War II, early 1900s, kids today are basically passing all of these markers at the same point as their forebears in the early 1900s. A different world today than it was then, but just to say that they're passing these markers at the same time as they did 100 years ago. So in terms of leaving home, in terms of getting a job, in terms of having kids even, and in terms of getting married, the times that people are passing these is not necessarily changed from 100 years ago, but what has changed is marriage versus cohabitation.
Yeah, but 100 years ago, was there such a thing as cohabitation?
There was not, and that's why it's totally new. That's why it jumps out. It didn't exist 100 years ago, and now it's getting to be a 50-50 for first relationships. So we need to flag this because it is so common and because many people who are doing that are thinking that it is a test run and it will make their relationship stronger, and it doesn't. So we're not making we're not saying get married. We're saying think seriously about what kind of relationship you're going to get into.
Saw a comic a couple of years ago who said he just broke up with a girl he wouldn't have been living with. He said, if I ever see her on the streets, I'm going to get up with her, I'm going to get her right in her face, and I'm going to ask for my albums back. So there may be some things we miss.
Well, and, you know, that's a greater challenge. I can only imagine, for example, that if a person slides into living together, you're sharing a house, you're sharing food, you're sharing, you know, you're sharing a lot of things when you move in together. It makes it harder to get out. And if you want to break up with someone and you're living together, it's a lot more difficult than it is if you want to break up with someone and you're not sharing a living space. So these are all ways that you begin to tie yourself together maybe before you're ready for that next step.
Gotcha. Derek, always good to chat. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks very much.